just start off by saying the Chumash when it talks about Avram Avinu, it says Vashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil. What's Vashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil? Yeah, so the Gemara in Bava Basra says either a bas, a bein bas, a daughter, but the Ramban learns Vashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain midah, a certain characteristic, you know, we call it that, of Koel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Koel. He calls this the Yisoid HaYisoidus. Ramban, you know, talks about this in a certain depth. And he gave this midah of Koel to Avram Avinu. And all his midas HaChesed and everything that Avram Avinu accomplished in his life was this thing called Koel, which is unheard of. It's like the closest thing of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of a Kol Yochel, which is truthfully, it can't be, because that's like a concept of infinite, and we're a finite being. So if we're finite, and Koel really encompasses everything, that's like probably the closest thing to infinite in a finite way. But don't forget this. You know, for instance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what they call the Midah 50, and the highest level we can reach is 49, which is so close, yet so far. Because there's an infinite difference between finite and infinity. Okay, so no matter how close we get, we're still infinitely far away. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu this midah called Koel. What does Koel mean? So I think, you know, just to give a mashal to a midah called Koel, is that, you know, everyone here experiences it. You have that little makalot, you know, in the corner. That basically you get some eggs, you can get some milk, you get bread, it's new deliveries every day, you can get one brand of something, you can get no brands of everything. Yeah, it's very hard, and he works on a couple of pennies profit, and every day he sells out and gets the new truck deliveries many times a day. And then we call it the supermarket. Wow, the supermarket. The supermarket has more, you know, perishables, obviously. It has more more food items. It has different brands. It's much larger. And it's run differently. You know, there's less personal attention. And then you have what you call the megastore. You know, megastore, for instance, in American, so a megastore would be something like Costco. You could buy a car in Costco. You could insurance. You could buy all different items of that, including you could buy clothing. You could buy foods and many different brands. Okay, then you have what you call a mega mall. And a mega mall is so many different things. And it's run totally different. It's run like a city, a mega mall. Yeah, they understand. They can watch every step you take. They know exactly where you're going. They know your habits based on the card they give you. Everything's known about you. That's all encompassing. And the same thing is true in human beings, in their midas. You have people who are small people. Nothing bad, but they're small people. They're worried about themselves. You know, they do chesed. It's chesed amongst people who are near them. You know, they don't have a larger picture. It's not godless. Then you have people who are greater. Yeah, then you have what you call the mega, mega mall. And that's called Koel. Everything, you know, is involved, they're involved in. They understand everything. They got the full picture. They got the full picture, and they got all the pratim also. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an infinite way. A Kol Yochel. He sees everything. Hoya, Hoiva, Yia, past, present, future. And he puts it all together. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave of that midah to Avram Avinu. Vashem Beirach is Avram Bakel. That's how I understand the Ramban. And then not just to Avram, but he gave it to the others. Yitzhak was Mikael, and Yaakov was Koel, right? But you might think, that's wonderful about the others. What does that have to do with us? Can we reach a level of Koel, Mikael, Koel? The answer is 100% yes. And I let anyone challenge me. We could all reach that. How do I know that? Because we all ask for it every time we bench. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe Birach is Avram Avinu, is Avram Yisrael Yaakov Bakol, Mikol, Kol, Ken Yivarach Osanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. Kulanu
Yachad, all of us together.
The bracha shalema. We're not even a portion of it. We want the whole thing. The bracha shalema. It can't be that Chazal put into a birkas of Moses a bakasha, which is out of the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu given to us. So we all have the ability to reach that midah of bakol, mikol, kol, of Hashem Berach is Avram bakol. Fascinating. In every generation, you find people are similar to that. You know, we're going to have a levaya right now of Belsky, of Yisrael Belsky, and if you want to describe him, he was a bakol person. There's not a thing in Torah that he didn't know, had an interest in astronomy, astrology, sciences, everything which Nogei Torah, Kashrus, all areas. And that's a cold person. Chumash, Tanakh, Halacha, Kabbalah, all areas. And very rare do we have these type of people, but he's a bakol person. He got the bracha of Hashem Berach is Avram Bakol. So it's something, it's a big mourning, it's a big avelus for all of us, you know, today, that we lost a cold person. But on the other hand, you can have more kavana when you bench, that Ken Yivarach HaSonu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should replace the Gedolei Yisrael, and Yitz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could replace the Gedolei Yisrael in the Olam over here. And the sitting over here, Ken Yivarach HaSonu Bevracha Shalema, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the full bracha in this time of Aveda. In the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Gemara says as follows. Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says in Yud Ches Amud Beis that Kishigozu Malchus Yovan Gzeira Shlo Lahaske Hashem Shemayim Al Piyam. When the Yavanim, when the Greeks, you know, took rulership, so they made takanas. We all know some of the takanas you're not allowed to learn Torah. They were vatal. If you learn Torah, so you're chayiv misa. They were smart. They didn't just say you can't learn Torah. They kept you preoccupied with many other things. You know, they had smartphones. They, I don't know what they had. The olden days ones, you know. They had whatnot games. If I remember correctly, there's a Bnei Yisoska that writes that people who play cards today, you know, he writes very much against it, as the Mishnah Berurah brings it also, the Ber Halacha, one's not supposed to play cards, especially on Hanukkah. But he writes, especially on Hanukkah, not because how were the Yavonim trying to mevat the Klai Yisrael by through Torah? They made a card game. And that's what they did. Give you a card game. Give you, in my days it was called Nintendo, I don't think you even know what that is. But give you a card game. Give you any type of other game. You know, watching sports and things like that. I'm not talking about playing sports. I'm talking about watching sports. You know, reading the papers. Doing all these things. And you're going to be bottled from Torah. So they were very good at this. You know, in a very smooth way. They were able to try to, they tried to mevat the Klal Yisrael from Liman HaTorah. Besides that, Shabbos and Bris Mila and Chodesh, we all know that. But they did another thing. They didn't want Klal Yisrael to be Maske Shem Shemayim. You shouldn't say Hashem's name. In fact, there was a Gzeira, Kisvu Lachem Al Keren Ashor, right on the horn of an ox, She'en Lachem Chelek B'Hashem B'Elkei Yisrael. You shouldn't have, we don't have a Chelek in Hashem. You know, Judaism, void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they try to do. No Shem Hashem. It's very rare times you see such a lashon. She'ein lachem chelek b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. There's a me'iri, there's an aside, there's a me'iri in Rosh Hashanah that writes that a person that doesn't do tshuva, and Aseret Yisrael tshuva, doesn't take the opportunity during Aseret Yisrael tshuva, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close, dir shor Hashem b'himotzai, kruv b'yoyso karov, and he doesn't take that opportunity when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you, is almost like announcing she'ein li chelek B'Elokei Yisrael, similar lashon. Instead of the Yavanim saying it for us, making us do it, sometimes we do it to ourselves when we don't take those opportunities that are given to us. And I think, by the way, it doesn't have to be limited to Aseret Yisrael Tshuva. Aseret Yisrael Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you that opportunity. But Baruch Hashem, we all have the opportunities to be in the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and to be engrossed in the yeshiva. And parents give us the opportunities. Rosh Hashiva gives you the opportunity. Mashkiach and Rebbeim give you the opportunity. And if you don't take full advantage of it, I'm not saying. But if you don't take full advantage of it, it's a similar. You know, take advantage of everything that's given to you. All right, we're not talking about running after things that's not in front of you right now. We're talking about something that's right in front of you. the ability to steig. Anyway, so that's what they did. So not only that, but they couldn't, you couldn't make a bracha. Because you make a bracha, you're saying Shem Hashem. And why did they want that? Because they didn't want you to have any Yerushamayim, obviously. They wanted to avoid. The purpose of a bracha is to build up Yerushamayim. That's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Darish Mimcha. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu demand from you? So the pasuk says, Ki Eliyira. So, fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara Dashans, Al Tikre Ma, don't even say, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu demand for you? Rather, Meya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from you 100. What? 100 brachas a day. So 100 brachas a day brings you to Yerushamayim, because I'm cognizant, I'm aware, you know, acutely aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Yira, by the way, means to see. When I see something, I'm in awe of it, and I fear it. You know, close your eyes, you're not going to be afraid of it. That's why a child, sometimes if a car's coming or something is coming that's going to hurt him, what he does is close his eyes. What you don't see doesn't exist. But if you keep your eyes open, you will fear it and you'll know how to deal with it. So Yira means, so they didn't want you to see it. They didn't want the Shivisi Hashem l'negdi something. There's a Gra. The Gra writes, we'll go to a side again, sorry. But the Gra writes that in the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, we're talking about Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Bakol Mikol Kol, he says we know the Midah of Avram is Chesed, the Midah of Yitzchak is Din Pachad, Yira, and the Midah of Avram is Ava, Chesed, Yira, and Din and Pachad is Yitzchak. And Yaakov is Emes, which is everything. The perfect blend of Ava and Yira. He says, in the Bracha, you have all three. Baruch really means to expand, expansion. You know, those who work by me know that, I don't know what blessed means. I don't know what blessed. It's not I don't know what it means. It's not a definition. You know, so I ask people, what does Baruch mean? They say blessed. What does blessed mean? Baruch. Baruch really means expansion. It's an expansion. Because Baruch expands whatever he does to us, not replacement. The difference between expansion and replacement is as follows. If I take this and I were to drink it, so it didn't expand. If I take this and I move it over here, it didn't expand. The water didn't expand. It was replaced from here to here. But if I was able to take this and have it continued to over here without losing what I have over here, what we call without mechalia kara, without taking away the principle, but expand it, which is almost impossible, because we live in a finite world, that would be baruch. That's why running water is called a brecha. A brecha means to expansion. Your knees are called berkayim because it allows you to expand in a certain way. Okay, so baruch represents Avram Avinu, the midah of Ava, the midah of Chesed, going out to do for others. And when there's love, there's expansion, you're doing, you're open. Atah is the midah of Yitzchak. What is Atah? Is the midah of Yitzchak, Yira Atah. Atah means I see it's in front of me. It's in front of me. When something's in front of me, suddenly, if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain fear factor, there's an awesomeness to it. And Hashem, that's already Hakol. That's Haya Haiva V'yiyah. That's the midah of Yaakov Avinu. So you have this, something to think about when you make a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem. But they surely didn't want you to make that bracha. So they said, they can't be maskir shem shamayim LPM. What happened? Kishagavah Malchus Yava, Malchus Chashmonai, when the Chashmonaim came with Nitzchum, and they overcame, they won the war against the Yavanim, Hiskinu Shia Maskirim Shem Shamayim Afil B'shtaris. They made a takana that she maskir shem shamayim, not just al pi'im on your mouths, but even in stars, even in documents, a regular document. Why? You know, they took it to the mundane. Instead of just al pi'im, or al mezuzos beisecha, but it was also not, or in the tefillin, but even on a regular star, a regular IOU note. That's what they did. But what happened was, and you see, Ezeu HaChachem HaRoyez HaNoilot, what Chachamim are, Kshishamu Chachamim B'dava, when the Chachamim heard about this, Amru, they said, L'macha, tomorrow. So what will happen? Zeparayez Chayvai. A person is going to pay his debt. And what do you do with the, what do you do with the note? When you pay off your debt, you throw it away. You tear it up and you throw it away. So V'nimsa Shtar Mutu Ba'ashpa. So the shtar is going to end up in the garbage, and the Shem Hashem is going to be in the garbage. By the way, this Gemara is brought l'halacha. If in the Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph, in Arachayim, So if you look in the both, I think the Berheitev, the Shari Tshuva, even the Mishnah Berurah brings that you have to be careful in the signs of Shivisa Shel and Negdi Summit or other things, that not to throw it away. You have to make sure it's something which is kavua. You know, there are different conditions on putting things in front of the Shliach Tzibor with the Shem Hashem on it, because ultimately it might be mutu ba'ashpo, so you have to be careful, just like it says over here. It's not just you can't throw it into the garbage. You have to make a takana. You have to, you know, make sure that it won't have the possibility to be thrown in the garbage, like over here. They didn't make a takana, don't throw shtaris out. They made a takana, don't put the Shem Hashem in the shtaris. Then, so what happened? After Mavatalit, it says, Bekavu Yontif. They made a Yontif. Right after the Mavatalit, that's the third day of Tishrei. It's amazing. Why would the Kovei Yomtev? So it's a major machlekes. Even in Rashi, how you learn a Rashi. But we're going to learn a Rashi just kipshuta. It has nothing to do with what I'm going to say, but it's such a fascinating Rashi. What's the Rashi? Rashi says, Ubekoishi yuchlu levatel. It was quite difficult to mevatel this takana of the Chashmonaim of putting Shem Hashem in the shtaris. Why? Shekvar nogoam, because it was common behavior already, common pattern to put Shem Hashem on the shtaris. And anything that's common, you know, anything you get used to, it's hard to mevatel that. You know, we all do that. You know, minigs of the family. This is the way I always did things. It's hard to change that. If Klai Yisrael already put it into the shtaris, it's hard to change it. Who's going to listen to the Chachamim? You can make Zera after Zera, Takana after Takana, Batala after Batala, and people are just going to do it. Shekvar nogu ha'am. So Rashi says, Ubekaishi. Ukshishom Chachamim Vitlum, and the Chachamim heard this, what was going on, and they were vatal it. Hukshra Adova Beneim. It was very prominent. It was very choshev in their eyes. That Klai Yisrael listened. The Nechshalahem L'Nes, that's considered a miracle. If you got all of Klai Yisrael to listen to a Takana, you know, that's a miracle. You know, and by the way, I understand there's a miracle-based measure, because we all try to mevatel in every yeshiva, you know, that the smartphones, and over here they listen to it. If that's a Nes, and that's a Dama HaKasha, yeah. You have to do the next part. But also yontif, you can make a yontif. You have also yontif, and so they made a yontif from that. Okay, so let's go back to it. So the question I have is, what were the Chashmonaim thinking? I mean, they were tamid chachamim the Chashmonaim. So what happened over here? Here the chachamim saw the future that is going to be mutar ba'ashpa, and therefore the Mevatelis and the Chachamim and the Chashmonaim were Mesak and Shem Hashem and Shtaris, and there's really no reason for it. There's absolutely no reason for it. So what's the pshat? So I think the pshat is basically Shal Shus. I mentioned the Rambam, but I just want to go to that. I was thinking about it and now I want to use it. The Rambam says an unbelievable thing. The Rambam says is that the Achuk, and we know the Halach is the Tayag Mitzvahs, and he can't always understand every mitzvah. Some of it just can't say it doesn't make sense, because it makes sense. It doesn't make sense to me. Again, I'm finite. I have my experiences. I have my living experiences. So, but nevertheless, I'm here to learn, you know, and through learning Kol HaTorah Kula, I'll have an understanding of Chukim, Mishpatim, Torah, Hanhaga, Mitzvahs. You get a feel for it. And that's part of our learning, is to get an understanding of the Ratzon Hashem, even the Chukim. But what happens? Oh, it's nice, he didn't give me a Rambam. So the Rambam says, yeah. Oh, sorry, he did. So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Ches, Halacha Ches, you didn't get me to show off, I could have showed off. So the Rambam says that Dovid HaMelech, Kama hoya David HaMelech with stire min aminim. David HaMelech used to be tormented from the Apikorsim, who would mock him. They'd just mock him. This is what you're doing. You're sitting and learning all day, David HaMelech. You're a king. You know, you should be doing other things. You know, what's all Klai Yisrael? If you think about it, and I'm not going to convince you out of it, but if you think about it, what are we doing? You know, those who are learning, you're learning Suvis. it's no gerla maisa for us right now. Bar Hashema, you know, the other sugyas, it's no geya. You know, all the other things, chazakas, migus, if you're holding over there, if you're holding earlier, some people still holding on the first number, I'm sure. You know, it's really no geya. It's the mind after you. The rash with the rich fault. Let me learn kitzur shulchan aruch, not even Mishnah Berurah, kitzur shulchan aruch. Let me learn daily halacha. You know, I have to learn the Ramban. I'll learn Chumash and Rashi. Why do you have to learn that? So I won't know it. There are so many good people that know it. What, I should be going making a parnas. I should be doing this. There's so much, and I'm sure you get tormented by it, by friends. Sometimes even your own mind torments you. But so why? And David HaMelech was tormented by them, by the meaning, by the guy. A guy who's just like, what are you doing? You know, putting on tefillin, davening more b'kavana, you know, other mitzvahs, refraining from other things, you know, like, what's with us? So what happened was, so it's an unbelievable thing, you have to know this from the Rambam. Shoyu meshivim al ha-chukim. So they were challenging him on the regular chukim. Chol zman shehayu roitvim oiso b'tshuvas ha-sheker. Kol's mind, they were challenge him with lies, because but the only thing that's true is Torah. Torah is emes. Why did they challenge him? Now, this is a yisoid in the Rambam. They're not rishoyim. People who challenge you, or even you challenge yourself, sometimes you have a suffix. Confused. You know, we all get confused. That's not rishus. The Rambam terms it lefi kaitzer daitam. We're limited
minds.
We don't understand it. For instance, if there was a child or there's an adult with a 30 IQ, right, would say, like, why are you wearing a yarmulke? Right? Would you create a suffix in your mind now? No. Would you answer him? Would you try to explain it to him? No. He has a kaitzer das. When for Torah, you need to have a certain, almost a ruach hakodesh. You need to have a das of kedusha. You need to have a harchavas hadas. You need to have a wide mind. You have to be a bakol person, right? Bakol mi kol person. You got to have an expansion. But if you're small minded, you're not going to understand Torah. Right? Torah was given for godless hadas, gadol deya, not for katnas hadas. And people who have katnas hadas are always going to question you. You know, sometimes it's limited knowledge. Sometimes it's just like, it's so foreign to them. Every time you learn, you know what happens? Not only do you know things, but your mind expands. Rashi says in Chumash, das is ruach hakodesh. Every time you learn, your meisiv das, your meisiv ruach hakodesh, your mind is expanding. You're starting to understand the incomprehensible. What's not comprehensive to your mind, which is impossible. You're understanding way beyond your capacity. You're so used to understanding beyond your capacity that you don't even appreciate it. But people will challenge you, or sometimes when you challenge yourself, that's a kaitzer das, not always rishus. It's good to know this. So, but what are you going to do? How are you going to argue with them? You know, who's going to provide? You know, that when I was growing up, that was the big question. You know, there was, when I was younger, you know, Kylos will never exist for more than another 2-3 years, because who's going to provide? Yeah, it's like 30, 40, 40 years later. You know, I don't know the answer to the question, but I'm sure it's going to go for another hundreds of years. And you always have people asking those questions. Who's going to provide? You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. How? L'mayla menateva. Now try to explain L'mayla menateva to somebody. You can't. It's kaitzer das. So they would torment him with a kaitzer das. It's a pasuk. Zeidim helitzuni ad me'oid. That means ad me'oid means exceedingly. The Zeidim would torment him. They would make fun of him. Mitaroscha, David Mel says, lo natisi. I didn't deviate from your Torah. So that's what they would do. So what was his response? He's not going to argue with them. But you hear it sometimes too much. Right? I could probably convince you out of learning in a couple of hours, right? Right? Mr. Stein, true? And we can do it. You can do it to me, possibly. What's supposed to be my answer? What do I do? So, David HaMelech, the Rambam says, probably the greatest yisoid that we could carry with ourselves throughout our entire lives, this is the antidote for all the tormenting, self-inflicted tormenting, outside tormenting, the media, the streets, the people, the outside influences, the environment. Four words. He says, "Lefikas ahaya meisiv dveika b'tayra." What David HaMelech's response was, he increased his connection of love, dveikus, to Torah. They said, A, they said something about his davening, right? David HaMelech, he's davening such a long Shmoneh Esrei. What's his response? A long Shmoneh Esrei. Well, you're learning to the wee hours of the morning? All right, even longer. Yeah. Why up so early? Even earlier. You know, what's this Islavis you have? Even more Islavis. Hayamaisif Deveka Bitaira. That's our response. Being absorbed in Tyra. And the more we're absorbed in Tyra, the less anything in the world is going to affect us. Of course, there's a Somira. But it's not going to permeate into me. Hayamaisif Deveka Bitaira. And I think that's some shot in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. What they try to do was disconnect us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't be Maske Shem Hashem. So what happens? The only thing we could do at this point is Maisev Shem Hashem. Maisev HaDvekis and Shem Hashem. How you Maisev Dvekis and Shem Hashem? Even on Shkos. Even on Divrecha. Wherever it is. I'm always connected. It's a hinder of Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Summit. It's always in front of me, in every area of my life. Yeah, the Chashman knew there could be a Takala. But they had to worry about this Meisiv Dveikus B'Tayra. Otherwise, Klal Yisrael, you know, is in trouble. The Zaydim, that's what it was, we called them, Zaydim Yad Azke Sarasecha. They're the ones who tormented Klal Yisrael. Until the Chacham said, okay, you know, they came to Mevatalet. Now in the city of the Rashi, it was a Taka in this. Because they, your Klal Yisrael is knowing this because they were knowing a more dveikus, a real dveikus in Torah. And they, you know, Chachamim v'Chachmasim said there's a shear to that, for this, at least in the stars, because there's going to be a Chil Hashem from this. You have to know your balance. But in areas that it won't come to a Chil Hashem, like throwing the Shem Hashem in the garbage, then you could be a Meisiv Dveikus in Torah. There's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh like this also. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says as follows. Fascinating Aruch Chaim. He says that Vahavtas Hashem Lekecha B'chol. What, by the way, what's the pasuk that David? How did Rambam know this? You know, Rambam. You know, but Rambam also needs a mucker at times. What's the Rambam's mucker? So the Rambam says, brings the pasuk that Toflu Alay Sheker Zaydim. The sinners piled up Sheker, lies upon me. Lufi Kaitza Daitim. According to the limited understanding. So David says, Vani, that's his response, Vani, B'cholev etzo p'kudecha. With my whole heart, I heeded, I watched your chukim, your mishpatim, your Torah. B'cholev, that, the Rambam teaches, B'cholev means, Hayambaisiv, Tevekis, B'Torah. It's a kim of Ahavtas Hashem Alkecha, B'cholev Avcha. The pasuk says, "Al livavecha." Comes to our Chaim Hakadosh and says, "What's al livavecha?" We all know the worst thing in chinuch, and I'm guilty of it at times. But the worst thing in chinuch is when you force somebody to do things. The job of mechanchim is to inspire, to motivate, not manipulate. Motivate, inspire, guide. You know, push. Draw, but not whip. Now, sometimes you have to do it a little bit. Brought down, by the way, the Supreme Gadol says if somebody talks in during davening, you're allowed to mevayishim, yell at him, and you're allowed to be maimid chachamim, who are shaitrim, you know, who are like policemen with whips. And if you have to hit, you have to hit. You gotta hit, you gotta hit. Okay. So, but that, see, that it's in, where is it? It's in, I don't know. probably Chazorza Shatz over there, where it says where the Mechaber writes that it's Godol Avayim Insai, a person of Sach, and during the Chazorza Shatz it's Godol Avayim Insai, the Prima Godim, and the Eshal Avram writes it right over there. So he says how far a person could go. So, but naturally that's not our first thing. So what happens is, what you try to do is create an ava, because if you whip it, a person, you force a person, he's never going to like it. Liking, enjoyment comes from something which I'm naturally drawn to. So you have to make something attractive. Torah has to be attractive. Mitzvahs have to be attractive. It can't be by force. Same thing, if you want your child to eat spinach, don't force him to eat spinach. Yeah. The child has no idea if spinach is good or not good. Probably a lot of boys over here have no idea if it's good or not good. But if you try it, it just might be good. But if you force it, he's going to right away become anti the spinach. What do? You got to somehow, you know, motivate it. You know, he just happens to be on the plate, and I don't know. I don't know how to do it. But my mother fails. I don't know how to do it. But if you want your child not to like ice cream, force ice cream down his throat. You must eat it. You must eat it. You must eat it. The candies. You must eat it. You must eat it. Your child will never have a sweet tooth. He'll never need a dentist. You know, that's the nature of a person. So he says you inspire him. You it should be Ahalei. And he says that builds up the Rikshe Ava. That builds up the Dveikis to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, but not by force. And that's the way our Chinuch is. That's the Gra. The Gra writes that what's the Pasuk? So many times people say the way he wants, according to, you know, what he likes. It has nothing to do with it. You know, according to his capabilities, abilities, nothing to do with it. Darko means lefi tivay umazlo. That's the grand Mishlei Chav Beis. Lefi tivay, according to his teva, his nature, his character, his personality, and lefi mazlo, according to the mazlo he was born in. And he talks about David Melch was born in Mazlo Ma'adim. So there, he says why? Because if you force somebody to go against his nature, he'll do it temporarily. But the minute he walks out of the Beis HaChinuch, be it the yeshiva, be it his parents' home, be it, when the minute he gets to the streets, he's out of there. He's finished with it. Even though he did it for years. Because he can't absorb it. He can't internalize it. It's exterior. And that's the worst chinuch, something which is exterior. There's a reason why chinuch takes so much time and effort, and it's so hard. Because we want people to internalize it, to be part of them, to walk out with it, not just to be in yeshiva or in the homes with it. So he says, Chanoch l'nar al pi darko, according to his teva, according to his nature, then gam ki yaskin, when he gets older, and he walks out of the Beis HaChinuch, is lo yosu imenu. So the chinuch that we all have is ava, I mean, there's a measure of yira. It's always needed, a measure of yira, because we have to create boundaries. The boundaries is what you can't do. That sometimes has to be forced. But what you could do and you should be doing, that's more motivation, that's more ava. That's a massive dvekis b'torah. Our whole mass, whole chinuch situation is like that. In fact, we'll finish with this. I remember when we opened up Waterbury, this is an interesting maisa, that Rebbe Tzvi asked, yeah, how far is it away from Brooklyn? So I said, an hour, 45 minutes or 2 hours. So he says, that's good. I said, well, why is the Rosh Yeshiva asking? So he said, because when they built Lakewood, Rav Aaron Zatzal wanted to find a place that's 2 hours away from New York, and there was no Verrazano Bridge at the time. So Lakewood was 2 hours away. And that's where Rav Aaron Zatzal, you know, was Kovei Lakewood. What's the pshat in that? Because there's a Mishnah that says, have a girl l'makom tayin. Now, yesh lachkar. It says you should exile yourself to a makom tayin. Does that mean when you don't have rebbeim in your hometown? And therefore, even exile yourself to a makom tayin? Or it means even when you have rebbeim in your hometown, exile yourself to a makom tayin? So the Baya says, even when you have a yeshiva in your hometown, you know, exile yourself to a makom tayin. And Rav Aaron Zatzal was koveya, the shir. It's great. The shir of a guy of the Makam Tyre is 2 hours away. That was the kavias of a shir. Okay, why? Because it's far enough. Yeah, it's close enough. You know, it's a gullus, but it's accessible. You know, that was the concept of it.
What's the pshat?
So there's a bias. The Pharisee Shaul says, this is fascinating. We know it's true in so many ways. You're experiencing it right now. Right now, everyone here is in a gullus from Makom Torah. You know, you can be an Eretz Yisrael, but you're a nigli or gullus from Beis Aviv, the Imai. You know, so there are three reasons he gives. One reason is, in your parents' house, you're always a child. Yeah, I was a child at 40, 50, I'm a child. To my parents, I'm always a child. And what happens because of that? Parents pamper you. No matter what it is, you might not think it all the time, but they pamper us. Right? You come home, right away they treat you like a king for a few days, right? Yeah, they'll pamper, they'll make sure everything's good. And you don't become a man. And the only way to become a man is to leave your parents' home. That's one thing he says. Second thing he says is the friends from youth. It doesn't have to be bad friends. But, you know, your friends from youth are always going to have an immature relationship with them. It doesn't mean they're going to do bad things. But it was created on immaturity and remains with a certain sense of immaturity. Your friends from a base of measure are always going to be much more mature. It was created with a maturity. It was created with a learning. So it's so much different. So you're supposed to stay away from that environment. You know, your friends, even your parents' friends, you know, get yourself a new life. You know, it's like Al Ken Yazov Odom is Ovi V'ima B'davak B'Ishto. You have to Yazav Ovi V'ima. Ishto is Tyra, Ishto is Ishto. You have to create a new life, become a man. The third reason, this is unbelievable. He says the third reason is that your parents are always going to be on top of you. As much as they pamper you, they're going to be on top. But not on top. I mean, parents usually don't inspire. They don't motivate. They direct. They don't guide. They direct. It's not, you should be learning, what are you doing at home? You know, it's different. You're late for Shacharis. You don't hear, you should be going to Shacharis on time. You're late for Shacharis. It's a stronger hand. It's a more forceful hand. In yeshiva, there's the force also. It's needed. But there's also mostly, the emphasis is on the inspiration, the guidance, and the motivation. Creating the hava, creating the dveikus. Parents don't create the dveikus. So they're busy bimachriach you, forcing you. He says, the Pharisee Yisrael says, when you're being forced to do something, it'll never last. It won't last. And you can't, he said, you could be in a yeshiva. He's looking at it's too late to read it, but you could be in a Makom Torah, and you can have a bad day, a bad week, you know, a bad tkufa, whatever tkufa is. And suddenly you just reawaken yourself. Obviously, with the guidance and the inspiration and motivation of the Rebbeim, the Mashkiach, and the Chaverim, but it's coming from within you. That growth remains forever. It's almost like the grow. That, Gam ki yaskin lo yosu memeno. When it's a chinuch, when it's chanuch lenar, al pi darko. But anyway, just to finish back off, is that the concept that you have to go away with is that our avoda in our lives today is in every way we can be fully absorbed in Torah, meisav dveikus with Torah, and in yeshiva there's no greater place that you have the opportunity. And it's given to you, the God-given opportunity, to be in Baisus Vekis B'Torah. And sometimes it's even G'day during a Seder. If you have take yourself a time that you could do it for and then increase it. But start off with the time that you can do it. Like, not that, sometimes they say you're not going to talk about Torah, you're not going to talk to anybody, you're not going to go off of the phone, you're not going to go out to bed. No, not what you're not going to do. I'm going to be so absorbed in the learning, and therefore I'm not going to do it. You know, again, not the Sumira, and therefore maybe the Asay Tov will come in, but rather the Asay Tov, like David HaMelech said, the Asay Tov, be Dovik in the learning at that time, and you'll see every other influence will fall away from you. And to finish off with the words of the Or HaChaim, for those people who understand it and you feel it, and we all felt it on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, at times during the day in our learning, sometimes in the field, we all feel, I feel Yasmin, he says, on us people, Ashreinu Ma Tov Chalkenu. Thank you.